Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Late Night Collab. It's your boy Corey.
And I'm Angie.
Yo, what's good? Hey, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed this week.
Word? Mm-hmm. How come?
I think that so much has been going on in my life. Mm. Just like, it's been a revolving door of like bullshit. Mm. So I'm learning to manage those things and like manage my anxiety, my social anxiety. Like now I have social anxiety to like add insult to injury. Mm. So I feel like it's just been so much. But I think yesterday I did a breakthrough. I'm not a big crier, but yesterday I was lucky enough to like let out some stress.
I mean, it's good for that. Like, it's good to cry sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Got to.
I didn't know that.
Shit, I cry.
You cry?
Yeah,
you cry.
I don't care about that.
That's good.
You know, let it out. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, my week been kind of up and down, you know, health-wise. I haven't been feeling good, but I'm good. I'm here, you know? But yeah, I just been a little down, depressed. You know what I'm saying? So I'm battling that, but I'm here, you know? I can overcome any of that. So you just gotta believe in yourself, you know? So that's why I'm here.
Through God's will.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely.
So was it, like, connected? The fact, like, were you not feeling good and then, like, you started feeling depressed? Or was it, like, I'm feeling depressed because I'm sick? Or, like, have you just been
back? Yeah, I felt, like, depressed because I was sick.
Okay.
You know, because you know sometimes when you're sick, you're not able to do certain things. So I wasn't able to do certain things, so I start feeling depressed. Certain things like stop happening because I was down, you know, as far as family wise. So it was more of a down, you know, situation. But, you know, I overcame that. You know, I told myself I'm better than that. I'm bigger than that. I can do it, you know.
Right.
This is just a little step back, but my health comes first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's very important. You always want to make sure you take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Always, always.
Yeah, and I realized like the severity of it. Mm-hmm. And I like off camera I had texted you stuff and told you because I sometimes even like me right. Sometimes I just talk.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't realize how insensitive certain things are.
But no, but that really motivated me too.
No.
I'm just saying. Sometimes that helps. You know what I'm saying? You didn't know, you know, the state of mind I was in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that talk would have been like, yo, let's go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it. So it would have made me more energized to want to do something.
Don't
take it as that. You know?
Yeah. I feel like
that's
tough
love.
Yeah.
I laughed at you. I'm like, all right. That's what you know.
Because I was like, so in my head, right, it wasn't that deep. So I'm like, let's go. Like, let's go do something. Like, let's get in the studio. Like, what is going on? Like, there's money to be made.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
yeah.
And then I took a step back. Because that week, I also was going through a lot with my family.
Yeah.
And that was so heavy on me.
Mm-hmm.
And my best friend, actually, one day she came to my house and we're talking and she's like, I worry about you sometimes.
Mm.
And I was like, why? And she's like, girl, it's okay to like not be okay. You know, like it's okay to let it out.
Right.
And then through the midst of that, I was like, oh shit, like, you're one of my close friends, so I'm like, I dismiss the fact that his health is not, you know, up to par. So I definitely felt like shitty, but I'm glad it motivated you.
Yeah, it did.
How's y'all week been back here?
Stressful, but good, but overall good. I feel like for me, I'm just tired all the time. Like everything is just mundane. It's straightforward. It's work. Come home, rest, work, and that's it. And I'm kind of in that space where I'm like, just over it. I want to do something different. You know what I mean? I just want to try different things, do different things, make sure that I, you know, branch my wings because, spread my wings, excuse me.
Branch your wings is dope too, though.
You want to
branch your wings.
You're not wrong, but
we don't
wings.
Right? You know, I mean, you want to
spread. You want to spread. Red dot.
On that note, guys, today we have a special guest.
Yes, sir.
Matt, so we're going to invite him onto the camera. Let's go, Matt.
He's got a lot of them. He's going to be right. We'll be together. All right. We good.
No, and that note, like with social anxiety, I'm gonna jump right into something that's been going on in the Bronx. I don't know if y'all seen it, but you know, like for a woman right now is a very weird time to be in, like safety wise. And did you guys see on 152nd and 3rd Avenue that dude that he grabbed up the girl and he like grabbed her with a belt from the back? Yeah, and then like she was unconscious. He took her and he like, you know, R-word her. And she was like a grandmother, a mom. And I'm already, like we've spoken about this prior. I mean, you already know, you know too. Like, I don't play about being outside of my comfort zone, which is this area up here. And I also don't, like I always want to protect myself, but it's a point I feel like just worldwide where women are feeling like a little unsafe. And I thought that was really sad to see. So none of y'all saw that?
No, I didn't.
I saw it. It was crazy.
That was crazy.
Yeah. It was definitely crazy.
I never seen some shit like that. Yeah, and then it was like, it wasn't that late, right? Because another thing that everybody that's saying like, oh, it was late, she shouldn't have been out. Like, first of all.
Yeah, what they said, like 3 o'clock in the morning?
No, it was earlier.
What time?
So it was like 1 something. It was late, but you know what I mean? Like, it's still.
Coming from work, right?
Exactly. That's exactly where she was coming from.
Yeah, it's still pretty late though, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, it's still not an excuse for that. For you to be walking home.
100%.
Right.
So I also seen like, you know, a lot of things on social media. The strong woman thing. And I have to address it and let me know when y'all ready because I feel like I don't want to have to be a strong woman, right? Like, I think they were even saying that, like, she should have fought back. She should have done something. And then me and Daniel, we actually had a conversation about that as well, just kind of being softer and what that looks like after you've been hard for so long. You know, so what y'all feel about that?
Elaborate on that a little bit. Being softer after being soft for so long, like, is that something particularly that you, that happens with you overall?
Yeah. I mean, you know my body. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, I feel like I've had this hard exterior for so long and I've moved some type of way for so long that now that I'm kind of like, hey, no, I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? Like, well, my feelings are actually hurt. You know, like, I'm not being so, like, rough, so hood about certain shit anymore. I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, exactly. Sure. Right. You need to be able to be in touch with, you know, your emotions and your feelings. I feel like everybody's too caught up on just overall, you know, being so hard. And I get it. We live in New York City. We live in probably one of the greatest cities in the world. Rough, Queens, everything. But, you know, I feel like we all should sometimes take time away, whether it be from your job, whether it be from your kids or whatever, family. Take time away and then just say, okay, I'm going to just chill for a little bit. Take time for yourself because that's important. Like you're saying, mental health, you know, is definitely important, how you feel.
Right. Do you get to take time away? Like, do you do time away?
When I can.
Yeah?
Yeah, when I can.
It's difficult?
Yeah, it's difficult.
Right, because it's different when you have kids.
Yeah, when I got kids, so it's very difficult for me. But when I do, I appreciate the time, man. You know? That's why I do certain things, studio-wise. I love to do certain things, so that way when I do take the time away, I'm smooth with it. But being a parent is just so, you know what I'm saying?
It's just so taxing.
You know, your kids up under you all the time and shit. It's just crazy, you know? But I love my kids. Listen, love your kids. Don't be like me.
Fuck the kids.
Love your kids.
So do you have like any vices? Like, what is your thing that you wish? For me, I like cars and I like video games. Like, that's it. Like, what's your go-to thing to, I guess, get stress-free overall?
Music.
Okay.
I love music. I love making music. I love listening to music. I love creating music. I love writing music. That's my go-to. You know, that's like my comfort zone. I could be in a corner anywhere. Like, I got my own little studio set up. I could just set up right now to do music. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Little keyboard and my computer, my little interface, and we good. I can do a track. Yeah. So that's my go-to.
I recommend anybody out there, just vices. Listen,
You like something, you go for it.
You
like something, you go
Newport's
for it.
Newport's 100, Hennessy. Hennessy and a good time in the studio.
You were clowning.
No, for real. But that's dope because having you guys around, like, and, you know, Daniel in the background included, like, it's dope because y'all have taught me that, like, there is men that are gentle, men that have those type of, you know, conversations, whether it's about mental health and shit. Definitely. And I think that's dope because, like, how we look, people wouldn't think that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, like, how we grew up, people wouldn't think that we would be having these discussions. But I think it's important to highlight those type of things.
Definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And now that we're in the Bronx topic, I also want to bring some shit up because I don't know if y'all heard this one, but Kathy... Katie, you know the woman we were talking about?
Yeah, what's wrong with her?
So she said that there's kids in the Bronx that don't even know about computers, how to use computers. Then she further went on to say that those same kids in the Bronx don't... Wow.
Wow. She said, cut, make sure our phones is going to rock. And look at her. That shit crazy, right?
I'm so sorry. So... So then she further went on to say that those same kids in the Bronx.
Did you put on a rubber?
Huh?
Or did you just sign with you? Okay. Look, go on your phone on the side.
It's broken.
Okay.
It's broken. You see, it's there, but it's just broken, Coco.
All right, my fault. All
right.
Damn. I'm sorry, guys.
This is the iPhone 15.
I'm a 15?
Yes, I have a 15, man. It's been a few months since we've seen each other.
It's a 12. Look at my joint. Look at this.
I got a 15. So basically, she was saying that the kids in the Bronx don't know shit. That's how I can sum it up. And I think that's crazy because I'm a Bronx kid. We all Bronx kids.
Yeah.
Which I feel about that. Give me some feedback. Did you hear that?
Right? Oh yeah, I definitely heard it. I seen it all over TikTok and Instagram. To be honest, listen, I'm not gonna say too much. I'm not gonna be disrespectful or anything like that. But she's just ignorant. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She's just saying whatever they fed her or whatever she thinks in her mind. So at the end of the day, man, like you, at this point, I feel like we just gotta prove her wrong in what we're doing as black and Spanish individuals, and just, you know, that's it. Like, she's just ignorant. What about you?
She's retarded. Who is she going? I'm just saying, what grade is she going? Like, she asking 1 year olds, these, like, what is she doing? Right. Is her campaign, when, what is going on? I just feel like, come on, that don't make sense.
You had a really good opinion on it. You said that you felt like it was like to promote her.
Yeah, I feel like that. You know what I'm saying? Because why are you saying they don't know nothing about computers? What?
Right.
Like, that don't even make sense. That's why I want to know, who is she asking?
Right.
Who
is
she asking?
I don't know. But all I know is, Katie, Kathy, it better be some fun things for the Bronx because she messed up. So put your money where your mouth is. And if you think our kids don't know about computers, send us some computers. Here at the space.
She probably don't know about them computers.
Yeah, it sounds crazy.
It don't make no type of sense.
I'm sorry, all I keep thinking about is Bobby Schmurda.
Right, but he's from Brooklyn, but still.
It don't make no kind of sense.
No,
but
it doesn't.
At the end of the day, when you this color, they just looking for failure. Mm-hmm. You know, they would never believe that you can be anything. You know, that just comes with it. But
that's
like my guy said, you just gotta prove him wrong.
That was a
you
fact.
Know what I'm saying? But just gotta go for it. But I really wanna ask her now who she was asking that to.
I don't know.
I really wanna know.
And you know what's crazy? She had came to the Bronx, and I don't know if this is 100. No, I know that she was in the Bronx and she was more by the Eden Wall side. And that was
over there asking her.
I'm from White Plains, so I don't know what y'all got going on to eat as long as it's not my business.
That's the same.
But I just feel like, girl, you've been here, so you know what's up. You know, like, and I feel like our kids are super brilliant, they're super smart.
Yeah.
And we did on our last episode,
mm-hmm.
We were talking, we didn't even know who she really was because she's not making no noise over here.
She's not.
But back to what you were saying, campaign.
She's right. Look.
Now we're talking about love.
Right, yeah. We're trying to push an agenda.
Right.
Some type of agenda so that she can, you know, run again.
Exactly. Being, perfect. Yo, come up with something stupid.
Right.
You're going to be everybody you talk about, you're going to be good.
Exactly. Look what she did. Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to just, let's lighten the mood real quick because the whole conversation is stressful. I don't know if this is light or not, but I'm going to throw it in there. Have y'all seen the Cassie Diddy video?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a little rough. That's, that was a little rough. There's nothing funny about that. That's painful.
And I'm sorry.
Well, it is.
No, it is.
It's painful. I'm going to let my God, you know, God got to, because she's laughing. What's going on, guys? She's not laughing at it. She's
not laughing
at
it.
Listen, you know, DV is crazy. Like, mm-hmm. There's nothing funny about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but the thing is, it's just like, as people, like, I don't understand what possesses individuals to take that kind of course, take that kind of, you know, that whole scenario. It's weird because that's not the first time we've ever seen that. And I feel like in social media, it's just like,
it ain't gonna be that last.
Right, exactly. And I feel like social media is desensitizing everything that we're, you know, that's going on in life. Because that, she was getting dragged by her hair and all that stuff. Like, that's not special.
Crazy, bro.
Overall, I think that we just have to do a better job at holding people accountable. Or they have to do a better job because we're not celebrities. You feel me? We're just regular people. For me, that's that. It's simple. It's right there written on
the board. Like my boy said, this shit happens every day, B. You just don't see it, but it happens. And it's sad, you know what I'm saying? And then a lot of people that's doing it is the ones that's saying he's wilding. Mm-hmm. It's the ones, but at the end of the day, behind the closed doors, you're doing the same thing to your queen. Mm-hmm. You're doing the same thing. Come on, you know better. Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
No better.
And that ties right back into our first conversation, woman not feeling safe, mm-hmm. woman not being heard. Because there was a lot of people at first saying like, oh, Cassie's doing this for money and Cassie's this, mm-hmm. Cassie's whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been in situations like that, obviously not with Diddy, but...
I was about to sell. What's going on here? Yeah.
Oh, okay. So... You see the fly? There's a fly on set with us.
You are insane.
Yeah, I don't know what Matt talking about when I celebrate.
Think of his nose.
But back to the Diddy topic, sorry for being so goofy. But I feel like being in those type of predicaments, and I've been I've been the victim and I've been the aggressor. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's
we're not pointing fingers at you. Like,
we are with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So mm-hmm. yeah, like I think that's unfortunate, and I know the feeling of people not believing you and saying like, well, you know, like, why you stayed away anymore? She must have liked it because she stuck around and et cetera, et cetera. And I think it speaks to a bigger thing in our community, like black and brown people. Like, we need to stop saying that to our friends, to our people. When you're saying, I want to leave this situation, but right now I can't, mm-hmm. you know, and you know the person's getting hurt, or you know, like, it's some domestic violence going on. We need to be graceful and support them. And I think a lot of the times when I was reading those comments on the Shade Room, they were so victim-blaming her in the beginning, like, oh, she just wants the money. The least that girl deserves is some fucking money for all the shit she went through.
I feel like that's the first thing that everybody
yes.
says. They think that everybody wants money.
Yeah.
But that might not be the situation that
happened. And he held her stagnant for so many years based on those documents, court documents. So if I could sue a few motherfuckers for wasting my time, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the statute of limitations was up anyway, so,
right.
you know. But you could still sue in civil court like what she did. And she got it.
Thank you for that. Because I feel like
We met so few people.
But no, yeah. So I think that's something real that's going on in our community right now.
Yeah, everybody gonna have their own opinion until they get where she was at.
Exactly.
And then once they experience that, then they gonna understand it wasn't about no money.
Right.
Mentally, I'm fucked up on that shit. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was.
And you could never, like, and I seen a post that was like, it's okay to say, this fucked me up so bad that I'm never going to be the same again.
Exactly.
And I understand that. Like, after my previous situation, I know I've never been the same again. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and I know it's never going to be the same. I'm never, and not saying I'm not going to love larger, you know, because I'm never going to limit myself. But there's certain things that scar you so deep that you're just like, how do I proceed and how do I trust to that level?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And look at her now. She got a beautiful family. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. He embraced her. He know what she went through. Yeah. You know? So it's like, all right, come here. Give me a hug.
That's so beautiful.
You know? But that's what it's about. It's about, like you said, being there for people. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know what they're going through. But once you show them that support, it will bring them out of anything they're going through.
Right.
Maybe she didn't really have that, you know, support that she needed to be like, yo, it's okay to walk away. Sometimes that's important.
And he had a lot of money, you know? Like, he had a lot of money. He was well known. Like,
time out. That man was a boy, man.
That man was out there.
He hit a lot of things.
Yeah. But the thing is it, you know what's funny to me? It's like, okay, so you have an individual that has that much power. Like, how many other videos are out there of people?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That you, right? Mm-hmm. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, all other actresses or singers or anything like that. It's just like, that there's definitely other videos out there. So
I think we're going to see some more.
Oh, yeah. Cat Williams put it on the table, bro. Yeah. Cat Williams said that. Cat Williams dropped it. He said there's going to be a lot of things in 2024, and so far, every month, just off rip.
I mean, shit, 2024 been kicking my ass. Listen, it's been kicking my ass. But something you said earlier, support. Do you feel that, okay, I feel like I want to support people the way that they want to be supported, not the way that I think they should be supported. So I'm learning that, unlearning certain things, and I think, you know, yeah, I'm a friend, so y'all can speak. But I feel like I'm being graceful with people now. You know, before I would just support them how I felt. Like, no, you need to do this because X, Y, and Z. And it's like, no, maybe. And now I do things like, after I say it, I call back. I'm like, hey, I didn't mean it that way. Because I think about it. And I'm like, I want to make sure to give people grace and support them the way they need it.
Right.
Mm. How y'all feel about that? Like, are you feeling supported in, with your friendships, relationships, blah, blah, blah?
Honestly,
you better be like fucking for real, man.
I'm be transparent.
You not speaking about me. Listen, fucking supportive.
All right, listen. I feel like people are very selfish right now, and that's fine. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that because you have to take care of yourself. But I always say the flip side. You have people. You are living in the world with other people. You're living in a world, a vacuum, with a whole, you know, people that are your family, friends, whatever the case may be. And they can be close to you. They don't have to be family to be close to you. They can be your friends, whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like it's hard to explain in the whole totality.
Well, let it out.
That's not personal.
Right. You got something to say? You know what I'm saying?
The support that I get, I feel like I don't get from I don't get a lot of support from other people. People have a misconception of me. I feel like they think that I think I'm the shit, or I come off as, you know, very weird, or like, I don't like that. I'm very to myself. I'm very secluded. I'm very
This is a weak break.
just like everybody. Okay, so the support overall that I feel like I get, I don't get, especially from family and friends sometimes, I feel like once people start to know me, then they start to understand and they start to, you know, everything becomes comfortable. But prior to that, it's always, people are, you know, not jealous of, I'm not tooting my own horn. I have two cars. I work hard for them. Like I was telling everybody earlier, I like cars, you know, like, so the reason why I got them, you know, because, you know, I like going fast and stuff like that. It has nothing to do with anybody else. Well, people will perceive that because they think that they want to, that I want to be better than them and stuff like that. So,
yeah, you feel like that perception is fucked up of you.
Right, overall. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's my whole support thing. But on the flip side, I will always support everybody else. 100%. Just like I want to support you, you know, both of y'all. Like this woman. So just, okay. You know, always.
That's an interesting take.
Yeah. I mean, I like what you said, but it's about you at the end of the day.
I like that.
You know.
I like that.
Anybody else's opinion about you doesn't matter.
You right?
Because it's about you. That's all that matters. You know, like you say, you work hard for you to have both of those colors. That's it. That's you. That's how you want to feel. You know, that's what you want to drive is what you want to drive. You know, what's interesting to me is that the person always going to hate on you or make it seem that you conceited with yourself because how they feel personally.
I like that. I like that a lot.
They down about they self. They don't got nothing going on. So they going to look at you and be like, yo, you got two cars. What the fuck do you think he is?
Right.
What are you doing? You're right. Just a regular dude. No. Never believe that.
Right.
Never believe that.
I like that.
And that's me as far as getting support. It's funny because I always get outside support. I never get in circle support.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, that is 100% true.
Yeah. And to be honest, I like that. Because I'm not looking for the next to support me. Because sometimes it shows a flies on the table.
I was trying to ignore this so bad. My man's was up in anything. Man's like, I'm here.
Yeah, the support, we good though.
No, I'm on both of yes. Like I think I'm in the middle right now. Honestly, I can't say that I'm not supported, like 100%. My family, like, they had their own struggles, and at this point, like, family is what you make it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like I have such a dope circle of friends and people that I know I'm the support for my family. You know what I mean? So it's like, if I'm the support for them, sometimes I guess, like, you know, obviously my sister, she is like amazing and she does what she can do. And sometimes, like, it's your capacity, you know? So I'm learning that everybody's capacity is a little different. And I'm also learning that I do too fucking much, you know? So maybe for me, I'm like, oh, y'all not supporting me the way I want to be supported. Well, girl, ain't nobody doing six things in one day and still got fucking energy.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I mean, you know. Because I'd be on it like, hey, where the fuck are you? Why haven't you showed up? And he be ignoring me. So it's, but capacity.
There we go.
Right. Capacity.
Here we go.
Wait on it. No, yeah. But it's people, and that now I'm being graceful.
Yeah. Like,
what is happening?
I don't know.
I know.
I'm fucking smoking from Friday and shit. Oh, you caught it? How the fuck is going on? You went on getting a fucking drunk.
And then I let it out.
Damn.
I thought I squashed it.
No,
like that, because
that shit was alive.
Yeah. All right. So, yes. I feel like I'm understanding everybody else's capacity, and I'm understanding that I fuck with me, and if I want to do something, like you said, sometimes it's not the inner, it's the outer, and I'm okay with that.
Right.
Like, I'm so okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Okay. So this, we're gonna segue into our next portion, and it's a little spicy.
Nice spice.
I wanna know, can you guys be with somebody with no oral? And of course, everybody in the background is welcome to join us.
Right.
I'll start it off, and I'll say no. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
100%. There is no denying it. There's nothing anyone can say or justify it at all.
Have you guys been there?
Yes, I have been there. It's the terrible experience. It's not fun.
Oh, what was that like? What was that experience like?
So I was in a relationship with a Dominican girl, and she was.
Don't do that.
Why should you
gotta
say
right?
Like,
what?
I'm just letting you know. Like, out there, who it was, what, you know what I'm saying? Just giving the guys the vibes, you feel me? You gotta give the guys the vibes. So, I was in a relationship with a Dominican girl. She was beautiful. I'm not gonna deny it. I'm not gonna deny how she was as a person.
She was very beautiful.
But, the problem was that she was very immature. That was besides the point. But, she did not like it. She told me this from jump. But I didn't believe her. You know, as a dude, you know, you don't believe. You don't believe straight up. You're just like, all right, you know, whatever. You're going to something like that.
You thought it was kind of one of those things like, oh, I don't usually do this? Like,
right. Come on. Like, who doesn't give heck? But then. But then, when it came time, it was just like, it just never happened. And then it eventually happened. But the thing is, like, you don't want to go. And I don't want to go and feel like I'm forcing you to do something or something you don't like doing.
Right.
You feel me? So that's, to me, just doesn't comes off weird.
Okay, but how long did y'all last with no head? Were you giving her head? I got questions about this.
Listen, the pussy was.
It was fire.
It's fire.
It looked fire. Stop. She was fire.
Are you kidding?
Sometimes.
Oh, I mean, okay, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Listen, it's fine enough, but after a while, as a dude, you want to. Sometimes you want someone to be into you that kind of way. You don't want to be like me. I'm yamming the poems. I'm going straight in, like. Straight up, I'm being totally honest. Like, I'm going to go, and yo, I'm deep diving.
Did you give her head even if she didn't give you head?
At first, yes. But then when we were exchanging, I felt kind of awkward because she didn't like doing it or whatever the case may be. I'm like, you know, whatever. And then I stopped.
Okay, so she didn't like doing it, but she did it?
She did a few times. Wait, but then it stopped eventually.
Oh, okay.
It stopped eventually because she just wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna force you to do something. It's weird for me. I'm not gonna force you to do something.
But I know how to do it.
If I had to think, I would force it.
Wait. Time out. That's a flag.
So she would do it sometimes, but then eventually it stopped.
It stopped, I feel like, mostly because I just didn't feel comfortable putting it in, and then she didn't like it.
Enjoy it?
Nah.
Exactly. So it was no point.
Right.
Click.
I don't got time to play. I gave my experience.
Right.
Everybody else is good, off the rip. Like, you know what I'm saying? Soul sucking, everything. It's fine. But her, just her. It was just her. Only.
Coco.
What about y'all?
I mean, that's how it be. I mean, me personally, I don't care. I don't really? Like, I don't, yeah, I'm oh not. Because I just, me personally, I like to drill. Okay. That's it. I'm more on some. I'm going to just drag you the fuck out. You're going to be upset. You ain't going to do shit after that. So okay. That's why I'm.
Okay.
It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if she don't do it, she'll know how to do it.
Mm.
So you put her down there, you ain't going to be satisfied at the end of the day.
Right.
So if she don't know how to do it, she not. It's a weird shit. Fuck it.
That's a sad.
No, it's sad, but it's like, you can't sit here and say, no disrespect, every woman ought to suck dick.
Okay.
You can't, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you can't sit here and say, like, every woman ought to, you know what I'm saying? But, like I said, I don't look for it. I mean, if it happens, it happens. If not, listen, you know what's going to happen.
Okay.
Right. That's how I'm big on that.
And we know that you would
you're all for it, correct?
Man, what the fuck? We know you just be sucking dick.
Go down there and say hi. You ain't give a fuck. How you know?
Wait a minute, something ain't right.
Right.
You better understand something. I was talking about you receiving head, but go off.
Okay. No, so like, okay, a part of my foreplay doesn't have to be head. That's true. Okay. I was dragging it. Yeah, it doesn't that's have right. to be head. Like, it's okay, you know what I mean? But usually it happens.
Can I ask you a question?
I mean,
if you can answer it.
Right.
Do you feel like you've gotten amazing head, like to the point where you came?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, one of my recent sex partners gives amazing head.
Okay.
Like, and it's like.
So he knows what the clit is.
Yeah, like, and I've had less, like, girl head. Mm-hmm. And they usually say, like, girl head and guy head doesn't compare. But he gives head like he's a lesbian. Like, this shit is crazy. So yeah, no, I've got head and came from head.
Okay. All right, so the reason why I feel like it's a deal breaker is because I feel like you need to be in tune with your partner 100%. There's no stops. Like, you can't just say, I don't want to do this or I don't want to do that, especially if you're like getting married or anything like that. Mm. I feel like you need to, or if you want to marry that person, even if you don't want to marry that person, you want to be able to have a sense of mind where it's just like, I will do anything for that person. Come on, like, let's be honest. Who really wants to eat pussy? Like, some people want to
have
to
have
it for pussy.
Right? You crazy. I have a nigga that comes over just to eat
wait,
me out.
Hear me out. Yeah. Some people don't have the palate for it. Because, listen, some people don't like stuff that texture, you feel me, and stuff like that. Some people don't like that. I'm all for it. I will eat you out to, you know, sunset, mm-hmm. sunrise, whatever. I will eat you out. But there are people that just don't like doing stuff like that. But they do want to sacrifice. But I feel like if you don't like... Wait, hold on. I feel like... I feel like you should be... If you're into somebody regardless, mm-hmm. you would want to do that. You would want to perform. You would want to, you know, do that regardless. That's how I am as a person. And I feel like...
Yeah, but I feel like I feel that,
do that
people like.
Oh, love.
No, fuck love. I feel like my partners have wanted to do it, not because I don't want it. Like, I don't want you to sacrifice nothing, sweetheart. Like, if you don't want to do it, like, go about your day. But there's men that like eating pussy just to eat pussy. Like, I had dudes eat me out and come. So I don't feel like that's a satisfaction. There's people that pleasure from that. I mean, it's a different type of, like, let's say kink or whatever. But I feel like that's what I mean. Like, there's different things for different people. But I don't think it's wrong. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Then you're not the one for me. Like, you know, like, that's just how it is.
I absolutely agree. 100%. I know. What's up, Sam?
Yes. All right, now. So what are y'all proudest, darkest moments? It could be during intercourse. It could be during relationships. Y'all can feel free to share.
Darkest moments. Mm-hmm. Like,
proudest to darkest, yeah. Is that too broad?
No, it's not. I don't think it's too broad.
One of my proudest moments is like breaking up and still being able to be friends in a relationship, you know? Like still being able to double dip.
What?
Like, we broke up, but, like, I get a little bit of dick every now and then, you know, like that. Like, that's one of my proudest moments. Because we were mature enough to know that the situation ended, you know, like, we could still be, is everything's copacetic when we see each other, but, like.
Proudest. I probably having sisters. I say, you know, having both of the sisters dealing with both at the same time.
And they both knew?
Yeah,
it was. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was that type of situation.
Okay.
You know?
That's
not
proud of you, man.
I'm sorry.
You don't get that every day, man.
Okay, were they like, what type of people were these people? Like, they were regular girls? Like,
what was it? Nah, they was regular.
Okay.
I mean,
Okay.
I mean, you want me to tell you the breakdown, how everything went?
Yeah, please. Because I am
like, that's how it was just more like a situation like, is we gonna share this?
Oh, okay.
So it was more once I heard that, I'm like, damn, what the fuck?
Right.
Niggas is bold nowadays. You know what I'm
saying?
So I'm like, oh shit, alright. So I got the main one, like, yeah, I heard what your sister said. Oh, what are you did? Yeah, let's go.
Okay. And so it was like a poly?
Yeah, yeah, like, okay, sister's on.
That is a very problem.
But they surprised me, too. They've been doing stuff from along with each other.
Yo, the way you put that face.
What was the breakup like?
Telling our stories.
I know. I'm sorry.
What you mean?
Like, how did y'all, you know, disconnect?
That was it.
Okay. All right.
No communication.
Bye-bye.
For anybody else out there that's not, you know, judging or whatever the case may be, I see this girl in Queens, and she was more. She's laughing. She knows the story. She doesn't know the whole story, but she knows of her. So I used to date this girl from Queens, and she was more of like a nympho kind of. She wanted. She likes. She loves sex. I love sex. Everybody loves sex. She would go and she would be like, listen, if you can't come here 3 times a week at least, like, don't bother. That's it, right? So, shit, I liked it too, so, and the pussy was fire, so I was just like, alright, I'm going to go, and I'm going to go over there 3 times. Sometimes I want to go 4. Sometimes I stay over there a whole week, and I just went to work from there. And I worked all the way in Westchester, Armand, when I used to be there. It was weird, so I'm fucking her missionary. And then she goes and, well, I look down and then all I see is that there's a pile of shit underneath. So, I immediately, and it's not my fault, but it's just like, she kind of like, you feel me? Like, and then I went and I said, and I looked and I was like, whoa. What the f- and then she kind of, and then she, when I pulled out and she looked and she was just like, and she started crying. Yeah, she started crying instantly. She was embarrassed.
You didn't smell it?
It didn't stink. It didn't stink.
Oh, wow.
It didn't stink. Yeah, that shit didn't stink for real. After that, I consulted her. I told her it's okay. I gave her a big hug. I was like, it's fine. There is nothing wrong with that.
Shitting
in bed,
yeah.
Right.
But when you put it like that,
right.
When you put it like that.
You can do this all the time. You
say, well, okay, in her defense, there's a point if he is
pounding,
right,
yes.
And it's like you could, you know, like it touches that part and you're like, oh my God. Like, you know, like, so that's the thing. Like, you gotta be careful.
No.
You know, like, yeah.
And at that point, I was just like, damn, I fucked the shit out of her.
No, literally.
Yeah, shit on stuff.
Yo, that is
and
amazing.
And I've only told that story twice. This is my, now this twice. It's my second time telling it. I'm like telling it a lot, because. You know,
and then she was crazy afterwards, and you're like, why? Duh, you know why she was crazy? Like.
But I went home like, yeah, boy.
Shit in the bed. Did you do that? She's shitting on herself.
Okay, so this question is for you two, and then we'll wrap this segment up.
Mm-hmm.
As men, do you guys like to get your ass ate?
Me, no.
That was a hard no.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
No. I'm glad you're here. I'm just.
Okay.
Easy. 100% easy.
Daniel, can you ask him from the background?
Yeah,
I'm feeling alone. I'm feeling lonely over here.
Never happened. So.
It's never happened.
No.
Okay.
Listen,
that's good.
I mean,
that's
good. I do know.
Not even if it's.
I know somebody.
See you, my guy.
I know somebody who has, like, that's a prerequisite before he got married. So him and his girl are locked in, and that's.
It should be an ass.
That's what they do.
And I think that's lovely for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do a lot of women like eating niggas' ass?
I like it.
You know what's funny? I've heard a lot of women like doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and I might fuck around, slip a finger in.
Putting a finger in is kind of wild. I ain't gonna hold you.
Look.
I ain't gonna hold you.
I feel like a lot of women like doing it, and I think that we're scared to say it because men be like so scary, like, I wanted to go down there. But in reality, it's like, when you're so comfortable with your partner and your partner's body, it's like, I want to explore everything. So I know.
Just don't go there. You can explore all you want, but no.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, let me tell you something. Okay. You gotta really know a human body, right? And there's something down there. If you, I hope that one day you guys are open enough, literally.
No.
No. To try it. Listen, I hope for y'all ladies one day when y'all down there in the gooch, just keep sliding through. No. And it's gonna be such a crazy feeling. People be like, oh, listen, I've gotten smacked in my forehead before. And then you just gotta be like, baby, relax. It's all right, I'm not gonna tell nobody. And then you keep going. Right.
You know how I'm gonna start getting like this.
Straight up blank.
Yeah, straight up.
I don't know what you know.
Straight up blank.
Shit, fuck that shit.
Hey, you don't have to literally put your legs up. Like, it's not like that.
Listen, I'm gonna
be listen. You ever been to the gym or been around this woman and she touches your ass, you're like,
but why? Why is that? Like, that's like,
because
that's,
we don't
play. Because it's a woman. It's not like it's a
dude. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But everybody don't play those type of games, baby. What?
I hope y'all get your ass beat.
Oh, not me.
Nah. I told you how I'm getting my dick set like this. Like this. I'm going to be in this position. No time for you to spread nothing. I'm straight up like this shit. We being nice.
Nice. Okay, well, that wraps up our spicy segment.
Do do.
All right, y'all. So we wrapping up that spicy segment. I just want to know before we wrap this up, what y'all got going on for the week, or just what y'all got going on in general, not for the week.
You can start, Brody.
For me, overall, I'm trying to make some content. I've been very slow. I've been slacking, and now that I got another V, I can do that. I feel like the the car I had previously was a Mercedes. It's 2014, but it's 10 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not gonna be something that's I can drive every day. If you don't have the right mechanic, you can't get that thing fixed. The dealership charges too much. For example, I had a sunroof. My sunroof went out. They charged me $3,000 just to fix the fucking motor, and just the motor, by the way. Like, so, not even the whole, just they kept the glass, everything, just the fucking motor. So imagine how much it would cost to replace the motor, plus the glass, plus whatever other contraptions that's in there. So, for me, I just want to make content with that car, the new car.
It's fire, your new car is fire.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I want to do that. Other than that, I want to find someone to license my pen.
Okay.
That's what I want to do. Right? That's my goal. Because, you know, that's it.
That's dope.
I have nothing else.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, it's your boy Corey. Pretty much doing R&B night. June 1st. On R&B Night / Karaoke, host by your boy Steve-O, DJ by Enoch. Pretty much come out, you know. If you ain't doing nothing, want to listen to throwback R&B, sing, and all of that,
support
us. Well, yeah, support us. That's what we doing. Corey on Keys Production, that's what we doing. That's what I got going on. I'm doing my events now. I'm doing more events now. Getting back into my events, so. Whatever you can do, come support us. That's it.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. I like your hat too.
I do. Thank you.
It says that is easy. Life is hard. Yeah. That's a fact. I have on June 8th. Mm-hmm. My docuseries is gonna. Well, I'm a part of a docuseries, and it's called What Is Love, and it's Brooklyn TV. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna be hosting a screening, and it'll be at the Bronx Collab. So. I'll definitely be sending flyers out. I'll be doing that maybe within this week, because it's 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm. But I have that, and just, you know, working on the website, just kind of getting my life together. Mm-hmm. I'll be on vacation next week, so I'm excited about that.
That's good.
I'm going
that's
back
good.
Home, yeah. That's yeah. Good. That's it, basically.
That's dope.
Thank
See,
you.
See, now we all got plans.
Yeah, we also got some stuff going on.
What about... Listen, what about y'all guys?
Y'all got anything going on back there?
The event happening, what's
video
up?
Video game, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Running around the city, you feel me?
Right.
Just experiencing life.
You got that right. Oh. I quit my job, and I didn't quit my job. It's my last day at my job. So I'll be free all next week. So okay. It's kind of like a mini vacation. I'm excited for that. Just to be off for a
You plan on going anywhere? You plan on doing anything?
I'm going to take a trip to London. In my mind.
Okay, you're going with the mates then.
In my mind.
Got you.
In No, I'm just going to take some time to just kind of recharge and set myself together for the new job that I'll be starting a week later. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for that. And I'm just ready for the summer to come. Like, I feel like it's going to be a very good summer.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
I'm so excited. Like, I want to do so many fun things with my friends.
Mm-hmm. Facts on facts.
Oh, yeah?
It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
She said it's gonna be crazy on her end.
I'm saying it's gonna be great.
Yeah, crazy's great.
We're gonna be together. So yeah. It's crazy
together. So what I was doing,
what you doing?
Barbecue tomorrow at my house.
Woo!
This is my last week of bowling for the winter, spring, whatever. Mm-hmm. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, so I'm getting my Tuesdays and Wednesdays back. Looking to do tournaments and whatnot this summer. Taking pictures, doing video, all that.
Daniel, there was a meme that said if somebody says let's go bowling and they bring their own bowling ball, I'm not going. I automatically thought.
Me too.
Someone said that to me, and my response was if I can't bring my own bowling ball, it's not real bowling.
Oh. Mm. So I don't be really bowling.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn.
Nah. Be
trying. I'll teach you. I'm good enough. I can get y'all up there.
Thank you.
Oh, we should all go bowling.
Yeah, that sounds like a.
Don't bring your fucking ball.
I got one in the car.
You want to go bowling?
I got one in the car right now.
You're gonna throw it up. This is bowling, not basketball. All right, y'all. So this wraps this week's episode of Late Night Collab. It's your girl Angie.
It's your boy Corey, girl.
It's your boy Mateo.
All right.